Okay, we're continuing Chaf Dalet Amalef. So it says, we say Dor Shechamru Sama Yechachatul Lincha Min Agad Zera Tolu Tefilov, that the Pasuk in the Tocha says that if your life is in the balance, that's somebody who's Tolu Tefilov. So how could Rebbe do that? Lo Kasha Betzua B'Ketitza. It depends on how you're hanging them. If you're hanging them by the Retzua, by the straps, that's a problem. If you're hanging them by the actual Ketitza, by the actual bias of the Tefillin, then it's not considered so bad. By same Lo Shana Retzua, Lo Shana Ketitza. It doesn't make a difference if you're using the strap or you're using the actual Tefillin. It's going to be Asver Chitala Rebbe B'Kista Tala. Rebbe only hung up the kiss, in other words, the tefillin bag, that was what he hung up, and that's okay. And what's the chiddush? Why can't you do the Marutimati boy? Maybe it needs to be put down like a sefer Torah. No, even hanging is okay. I saw Rebbe burp, yawn, sneeze, spit. And he even went through lice in his clothing, avaloi misatif, but he did not, if his talus fell off in the middle of his davening, he would not put it back on. He did all of that during his tefillah, but he wouldn't do this. But when he yawned, he put his hand on top of his jaw to make sure nobody saw him yawn. Somebody who lifts up his voice in his tefillah, he's miktani amuna. That's like somebody who has very, very small amuna. Somebody who raises his voice in tefillah. So if somebody wants to be heard or just raises his voice really loud and feel that reason, Nivi Asheker, it's like a Navi Sheker, Megaikum Efayik, if somebody goes ahead and burps or passes gas, that reason, Megasei Ruach, that seems like somebody who has Gaivam, Misachi B'Tfilasun, somebody who sneezes and his feels Simon Ralo, it's a bad thing. It shows that you're a really bad guy. Harop B'Tfilasun, so if somebody spits in his feel, Harop B'Tfilasun, it's like you're spitting in front of the king. So again, when it says over here that, you know, Rebbe was Megaikum Efayik, right, that he went ahead and he yawned and he burped or whatever it is, and over here it says, yawning and burping is a bad thing. So I understand that. If it happens and you yawned or you burped, okay, what can you do? But loretzono, you want to yawn and burp in the middle of your tefillah, that's a bad thing. What about sneezing? Sneezing over there seems to be a bad thing. Over here seems to be a bad thing, right? In the case above by Rebbe would sneeze. You can sneeze. You can't pass gas from down below. I learned this in the base medrash of Rav Humnuna. And I consider it equal to all the rest of my learning. That if you sneeze in your tefillah, then it's considered a good simon. They're doing something good for you down here because the sneeze always clears you up. There's something good going off there. Okay, but down below, that's a bad thing. Roka Rokasha, what about spitting? Roka Nami Lokasha. Efshar could Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, how you own the tefillin is Amal Rok, Mavlu Bataleso. You could do like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, if he was standing in tefillin and he had spit, he swallowed it up with his talis. Talis Nalo, but Nahu, if he had a really nice shirt on. Mavlu Bakar Suso, he put it into a handkerchief. So Rebbe used to do that. But spitting on the ground, that's where we say that's a bad thing to do. So again, so it's bad to spit. It's bad to pass gas. It's bad to what's called be magayga mafayik luritsono, to yawn and to burp luritsono. But it's okay to yawn or to burp laonso. It's okay to sneeze. And it's okay to be able to spit into clothing or whatever it is, just not on the ground. Ravina, havakoya chorid ravashi. Ravina was standing behind ravashi in his damla rok. He had some spit. Patke la chorid, and he threw it behind him, right? Exactly where Ravina was. I'm a little sever lamar, la hodu ravi mavlu mbavarkasuso. Why didn't you just put it in your clothing? I'm like, I need to. That's disgusting to me. So I had to put it on the ground and I had no choice. I had to spit. So even though it's a bad thing to do, I had no choice over here. Two dots in the middle lines. Somebody who lets his voice be heard and his tefillah is a miktani muna. That's only if he has the ability to concentrate when he's saying it quietly, right? But if he can't do it quietly, mutter. Then it is mutter to be able to do whatever you need to do. There's only if you're by yourself. But you can't do it in a tzibur because if you daven out loud, then you're going to be toted the tzibur, even if you can't concentrate. Rabbi Abba was trying to stay away from Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Abba wanted to make aliyah. But Rabbi Yehuda held anybody who goes from Bavel Laritzol is over in Atzei Shnamar Bavel Yuvo. You have to go to Bavel Shami Yuad Yom Pakti Osam Nihum Hashem. You should be there until the day that I remember you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't go from Bavel Laritzol. Amar Ezel Eshma Mina Milsa Mi Beis Vadav Hadar Apik. So I'm going to hear something from him in the meeting room, and then afterward I'm going to go. Azal Ashkei Latana to come to Rabbi Yehuda. He heard a Tana that was saying something in front of Rabbi Yehuda. You're standing in Tefillin and he sneezed. Mountain and he passed gas. Then he should wait until the smell goes away, and then he should keep davening. Some say he said the following: if he was standing in tefillah and he needed to pass gas, you should walk 4 amos away from your spot. Pass gas. Wait until the smell goes away. And then keep davening. And then you say the following in your Shemona Esrei: you bonus shalom. You start toning to come to come. You created us with holes. Chalum chalulim in different hollow areas. You know our cherpa, our klima. During our lifetime, in our ends, we're just going to be worms and maggots. And then start again from where you stopped. Said Rabbi Abba, if I only had come to Rabbi Yehuda in order to hear that, that's enough. And he never said goodbye to Rabbi Yehuda because he knew he wouldn't give him a, he wouldn't allow him to go. To that, in the last middle line, if he was sleeping in a certain shirt and he couldn't break his hat out because it was so cold, then just make like a belt with your arms around your neck or something like that with the shirt. But you could go down by your chest. According to the Tanakama, wait a second, his heart can see the erva. If you're closing it up by the neck area, then your heart is seeing the erva. He holds that your heart seeing the erva is mutter. You just can't see the erva with your head. If you were standing by, if you're walking through a very dirty alleyway, put your hand on top of your mouth and read Kriyashma that way. Oh my gosh. Even if Rabbi Yochanan told it to me with his mouth, I wouldn't listen to him. You're telling me it's in the name? That's what Rav Chisda said to Rav Huna. Rabbi Rachana said, Rabbi Yoshua Levi, he was walking in these dirty alleyways. He put his hand on top of his mouth and he read Kriyashma. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to listen to Rabbi Yoshua Levi himself. That's not good enough. If you're in a dirty alleyway, you can't say Kriyashma, even if you put your hand on top of your mouth. That's not going to go. That's not going to work. Miyam Rav Huna, how could the Rav Huna really say that? Rav Huna, Tamachachom is a lamba makom itinu shi'ef sharloi, lamba lihir atayro. Wait a second. A Tamachachom is also to walk in a makom, to stand in a makom itinu fos. It's impossible to stand without hir atayro. So we say clearly there's going to be a problem with standing in the makom itinu fos, even if you have your hand covering up your mouth. Lokasha kamba omikam mahalech. You're right. Standing is a problem. But walking, putting your hand on top, that should be okay. Miyam Rav Yochanan, how could, wait a second, did Rav Yochanan really say this? That you can go ahead and walk through, etc. You can think in learning wherever you are, except for Rabbi Samerchatz is a bathhouse where people are naked in a bathroom, right? Clearly, Movos and Mitinofos are not included in that. So why wouldn't you be able to just sit and learn while you're in Movos and Mitinofos? Maybe there's a difference if he's standing or if he's walking. Rabbi Vo was standing or was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan, and he was reading Kriyashma. When he got to those dirty alleyways, he was quiet. He said to Rabbi Yochanan, where should I go back to? Right now that I got to that area, if you waited long enough to be able to finish everything, then you should go back to the beginning. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan held that if you're in a mavoi mitunuf, right, you got to go back to the beginning. You can't learn. So what's the deal with Rabbi Yochanan? What's up with Rabbi Yochanan over here? So according to me, I don't hold that way. I hold that there's only two places where you can't daven, and it's in a bathroom and a bathhouse, right? But you hold that it's also to do it. And if you waited long enough, then you go back to the beginning. But he didn't actually hold the way. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that a mavim etunuf is not an issue. You wouldn't have to worry about it. You don't even have to cover up your mouth. You'd be able to learn inside there. Tanik vasid Rav Huna, Tanik vasid Rav Chisda. We have a brisa like Rav Huna that it is a problem. You should cover up your mouth or do something like that. And we have a brisa like Rav Chisda. Tanik vasid Rav Huna. Somebody walks in these dirty alleyways. You put his hand on top of his mouth and read Kriyashma. Tanik vasid Rav Chisda. All yimahalav mosunovos lo yikur Kriyashma. Don't read Kriyashma if you're in a dirty alleyway below. Even if you started reading Kriyashma before you got to that alleyway, you got to stop. If you didn't stop, what should you do? The grandson of Rabbi Yoshua Levi, Remiasha, said, I'm giving them chukim that are not good. It's not a good thing. You shouldn't have done such a thing. That's not a good thing. You're going to have other things in your way because you did something like that. That's how Rav Chisda held, and that makes sense. Woe to those who pull sin with the ropes of falsehood. He learns out from here. He despised the word of God. All three psukim refer to somebody who's going ahead and reading Kriyashma in that dirty alleyway. But if he stops, what's the schar that somebody gets for doing that, for stopping to say Kriyashma in a dirty alleyway? By doing such a thing, you're going to have length of days. Let's say his talus was tied around his loins. There'll be mutter to read Kriyashma, because even though otherwise he's completely naked, nonetheless, that's considered like a belt. Like that, made out of clothes, whatever, beged is some type of clothing or leather or sack that's tied around his waist. You can read Kriyashma the way, by tefillah you should really be dressed more properly, and therefore you can read Kriyashma like that, but you shouldn't do tefillah. First line, and if somebody forgot and he went in with his tefillin into a bathroom, put your hand on top of the tefillin while you're in the bathroom until you finish. Until you finish. Until you finish to the point where you can stand up, lift sokla altar, stop immediately. The lake mishum derishim gomliol, get up immediately because rishim gomliol. The time rishim gomliol, omer achozer, maybe it's adon liadrokan. That if you hold yourself back from going to the bathroom number two, it allows a person to get this certain stomach ailment called adrokan. Seal achozer, but if you stop himself from urinating, maybe it's adon liadrokan that causes him to have jaundice or some type of sickness. Right, and that's obviously something that a person cannot let himself do. So he has to stop. As soon as he can stop, then he can take off his tefillin and then go back to the bathroom after that.